We're up to Lamed Zayin on the base top. The Akati Sover of Yossi Ein Breira. He said that Rabbi Yossi was one of the pair that said Ein Breira by the case of the Lokeach Yayin Mibein Akusim. And then we tried to bring a raya that Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira by the Kinim. And we said over there, no, it's not something that has to be Nisbar L'Mafreya, but when the Kohen actually takes the carbon, that's when it's Nisbar, that point on. So now the Gemara says, he doesn't have to take off Meiser, Demai, from what he buys for the Am Haaretz, me also Shenosin L'Am Haaretz, Afal Pi Shalokach Shalo, V'Shel HaOmer, Stam, even though he bought them both Stam, he went to the store, he gave all the money, and he said, give me two things of Yerik. Below Pirish Kishinom Zeli the Zelam Haaretz. He said when he bought it, he bought this is for me and this is for the Am Haaretz, this is my money, this is his money, then it's clear that nobody would hold that he has to take off Maisa. You know, it's not so partial. The Chazoni says over here, you surely can't give anything to an Am Haaretz, even your own thing, without taking off Trumas and Maisras. Right, but exactly what is the case is, you're not 100% sure, but in any case, it's the Gemara says that whatever he doesn't have to do, there's nothing to do with this case. But who may Am Haaretz Lachan? Yeah, he bought it from an Am Haaretz, so he's giving it to an Am Haaretz. So Yesh Breira, Kishinos no Am Haaretz, Zulat Sarchul Lachan, this is the one he bought for him, and therefore it never was the Chavir's, so the Chavir's not giving the Am Haaretz something that belongs to him. And therefore, Ein Chavir Zeh Mochrolo, he's not selling it to him, and he doesn't have to take off Trubas and Maisers from it. The Chachamim Omrin Tzorech La'aser, the Ein Breira. And the Chachamim hold, you have to take off Maisers, because there's no Breira. The Yesh Lomar Zula Tzorech Chavir Lacha. It's possible that the one that he's giving to the Am Haaretz was the one that he actually bought for himself. The Hu Chozer Machlif Al Am Haaretz, and he's exchanging his own for the Am Haaretz's, to the Am Haaretz. The Chavir Ein Rashai Limkor La'am Haaretz Dover Shed Musukat. This is like a sale. It didn't happen, or it happened, but we don't know what happened. It's a suffix, right? The case over here, right? I said that the Maiser Sheni should be Mechul on a coin that's in my pocket that I'll take out. So now what happened? That one of the coins in my pocket, it was Mechal, this Maiser Sheni. We don't know which one. So if you say Yesh Breira, when I take one out of my pocket, that's Mevara, this was the one. If we say Ein Breira, then when I take one out of the pocket, we still don't know if that was the one. But there was one that was Mechal the Maiser Sheni. So Maiser Sheni is for sure Mechula on one of the coins in my pocket. We don't know which one. So all the coins now are a Sothic, whether they're Maiser Sheni or not, Chilul Maiser Sheni or not. That's one way of learning Ein Breira. The thing took effect. We don't know what it took effect on, but it surely was Mechul. Some coin is what's it called, was Mechal my Maiser Sheni. We don't know which coin it was. If you say Yesh Breira, we know which coin it was, or no. Since it can never be mavurer, the effect doesn't take. The chalos doesn't take effect. So since I said it should be mechulo on a coin in my pocket, which will be misbar later on, the whole chalos can't take effect, and therefore the maiser sheni wasn't mischalo. Okay, those are two ways in the Rishonim that you learn Ein Breira. The chalos takes effect or not, and the, what's it called? Therefore, the nafkamim will be over here. Is the maiser sheni mechulo or not? According to the way that Ein Breira means, the chalos takes effect, but we don't know what took effect. But it surely took effect. Then over here, the Maiser Sheni is Mecholo, except we don't a new coin, or one of many coins. The Rama Paschal is Ein Breira, and the Rama Paschal, there's only one new coin. And he specified specifically which coin should be the Mechal, the Maiser Sheni, then there's no Breira. You don't need Breira anymore. Doesn't Mispar L'Mafreya. Right now, we know which coin in his pocket he was Mechal, the new coin. He only had one. Where it says, what does it mean? The one will come out of my pocket. There's only one there. It's mice already in his pocket. We know which one it is. So what does it mean? The one that will come out of my pocket. Where it says, I did it. Tani Reisha Tala, Tani Sefi Nomi Tala. Since the Reisha said, the one that will come out of my pocket of the many coins, so it mentioned the same Loshan Lagavi, the new coin. But Enochinami, the new coin, we already know where which one it is, and it's already mice are inside the pocket. Rashi, the afchis tarte aguda bechilul mipnechada yaimi bin akusim diktoni sefer the hachilul selach adosha the ain shom elahi. Well, come on, parich maital. If there's only one, then it doesn't become maaser when it comes out of the pocket. It's maaser already in the pocket. Shechil, the Kivan, the Ein Sham, Chadosh, Elohi, Mimkra Milsa. It's clear which one he meant to be to Mechal the Maisa. Either Ikatarte class Chadosh, Osainu Kamaisa, Vamechil. If there's a few new coins, and it has to be Nisbar, the one that comes out of the pocket of those new coins, and it's the same case as the case where he had old coins. And he said one of them. Okay, let's go on. So it comes out that we have, for sure, two Mekoros, that Rav Yossi holds Ein Breira, and only Ayo brought down. Samara says, Tanadvei Ayo Lo Shmiel. He never heard that price. So he didn't mention that one because he never heard it. Or he didn't hold that it was a bona fide price. So that can't be the one. Rav Yosef Omar Tanai Shokalta Mioma Tanoi. Right? You're trying to look for Tanoi and Stam out of the hat, take them out of the hat. I'll tell you, it's a machlokis Tanoi. Whether Breira is even with the Ein Breira even with the Rabbanan or only Ein Breira Minator, the Tanya. Hareini ma'ariv the Shabbos shel kol hashana. I'm going to put an Erev out for all Shabbosos, right? Put a box of matzah that won't get ruined, and I'm going to use it every, what's it called, every Shabbos that I want to use it. Right? Ratzisi, if I want to use it for that Shabbos, I'll use it. Eilek. Then I'll be able to go the extra 2,000 amas in that direction. He puts it less than 2,000 amas away from his house to the north side of his house, and now he can walk another 2,000 amas to the north. So he said, if I before Shabbos, or if on that Shabbos that I want to use it, I decide to use it, then I'll be able to have that extra 2,000 amas. If I decide, lo ratzisi, if I decide that Shabbos, I don't want to go to the north of my house 2,000 amas, right? I want to be able to go 2,000 amas to the south of my house. Then I don't want this Erev to be for that Shabbos. Rotzim vod yomi ruveru. So if he had intention, Erev Shabbos, that Shabbos he's going to use the Erev, then the Erev is effective, and he can, Kesavar of Yosef, mandi isle breira lo shna b'daraisa lo shna b'drabonan isle nomer, mandi lesle breira lo shna b'daraisa lo shna b'drabonan lesle. No, Rabbi Yosef didn't hold it as chilek. If you hold a breira, you hold it across the board. If you don't hold a breira, then you also don't hold it across the board. Right? I was thinking that maybe this shaila, whether you can split up breira m'drabonan m'daraisa, right, is totally in the shaila we said before. If Ein Breira means the Suffolk, then you can say Suffolk Drabana Lakula. So even if you normally hold Ein Breira of a Deraisa, that's where it's a Deraisa. But by Drabana, since it's a Suffolk anyway, so Mi Suffolk, we say Yesh Breira. In other words, we say Suffolk Drabana Lakula. But if you hold the Shaila of Breira, is it Chal or not Chal, then it shouldn't make any difference Deraisa or Drabana. What difference does it make? If you say the concept of Breira doesn't apply, and it's never Chal, then why should there be a difference between the Reis and the Rabban? Okay? So there could be, it's totally in that shot. Okay. Rashi. Man haitana, de boy le meimer de lesle Breira, filu be'eruv in the Rabban. Right? Brother Esther Nachman, who's the Tana who holds that even by the Rabbanan, even by Erevin, there's no Breira? Maybe Ben Ashmoshes, that's not the one he wanted. So we don't say Hoover Hadover Lamafreya. Tonad Veyayu, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the Be'eru, Nami Komer, Ein Breira. Not the price of what's it called of Ayo, and there it says who. There's no Truma in there. Omer Le'abaya, Elamiata, Hoyu Lefonov, Shnei Rimonim, Shel Teva. If that's the case, if you need shioreha nikarim, then this halacha should be, what's it called, should be true. And for some reason they knew that it wasn't true. What is the case? You had two rimonim in front of you. Both of them are teva. Va'omar im yerdu gishomim hayom yehazeh truma. If it rains today, then the one on the right should be the truma. For both of them. Okay? Azeh. This should be truma for the other one. Okay? For both of them. The imlo, and the other one is chulin now, right? If it rains, then I have kavana to take truma from this one on this one. Okay. The imlo yer, and if it won't rain today, yezet truma zeh, then the left one should be truma for the right one, not the right one for the left one. What's it called? So, hachinami ben yerdu ben lo yerdu, de'im bedvar klum. If that's the case, then whether it rains or it doesn't rain, if we say you need shioreha nikarim, right, there's not shiore anikar. You don't know. In other words, whether it rained or not, right? We don't know which one was the truma, right? Because at the time that he took the truma, we don't know which one was the truma. We know that there's truma here somewhere. We don't know which one. So it's not shiorea nikori. Echi temo hachinami, to say hachinami. In that case also, it's no good, because ain't shiorea nikori. For hasnan, truma sakri hazeh, that bechlau, it's what's it called, not good. Because you can't take off truma and not know where the truma is, and where the leftovers are. The didach, iatamode, shemi yiboka hanot. But even according to you, that you don't need shiorea nikori, and the truma can take effect, even if you don't, can't recognize it, right? Aren't you afraid that the pitcher is going to break, and he'll never end up taking off trumas and maestras, and then it won't be mizbar lemafreya, and the guy ended up drinking tevel? Aren't you afraid of that? Amar lahen, shibaka, no, I'm not afraid of that. When it'll break, we'll decide what the halacha is, legabi that case. But we're not afraid that it's going to end up breaking. Rashi. Rava Omar Taima the Reb Shimon B'yai and Lav Mishum De'in Breira. That which we're trying to bring a raya, the Reb Shimon holds Ein Breira. From the case of Yilplokeach Yain Ben Akusim, it's not because he holds Ein Breira. The Islay Breira. Reb Shimon holds like Breira, like we see in all these cases. El Mishum De'kai Rachman of the Truma Reishis, the Goncha the Tirosha. The Torah called Truma Reishis the Goncha. Mechal, Shetehemu Delas Truma Mishioreo. You have to be able to see this is the Reishis and this is what's not the Reishis. When you call it truma, it should be racious. So you see, this is clearly one thing, and the other is separated from it. Should to hate he nearest racious the elu shiorel. You see, this is the first, and this is what's left over. The head you have in the mifrach may hodl come on. Hisnan truma sakri could have asked the question right away from this other mishnah that said truma sakri. And not because you need shiorea nikori, for a third reason. You don't say exactly where it is. Shemi yibok anut. Because he's afraid the pitcher will eventually break before you have a chance to take off the trumas and maestras. And then you can't say huver adover mafreya, and then the maestra remains settled. Called him shiapa shemenu, v'nim se shishosa tvolim mafreya. The bishloma ki mafrish lola achersman, ikalamemer hachta mota hashta lechele yesh breyer. Right now, you can say when he takes it off afterwards that this was the Truman Meiser that he meant to begin with. So now what was left was chulin, and he drank fine. The mikar v'sochanot nomi didei havi mishas kriya shem the chulin shos haloki boka hanov v'lo ivru la truma minei ma yesh breira ikonei. What breira? Breira means that in the end it was nisbar, and we say it was ifo there, but it never was nisbar. He never took off the trumas and meisers. So therefore it remains tevel. If it breaks, there's a problem. Right? And we won't let the guy drink what's left over or whatever. Meaning that we're not worried about that. When it happens, we worry about it. We're not worrying about it that maybe it's going to happen. He can give it to a shomer and he'll take care of the gnome, make sure it doesn't break.